I asked.
And you asked him, and he said, okay.
Yeah, well, I met with his agent in at the Super Bowl on Thursday before the game.
Yeah, we had you on that night, I believe, right?
That's right, yeah. So I asked his agent there, and he said, well, you know, let's get through this, and hopefully everything works out, and we can, you know, bring it up to him after that. I said, don't worry. They'll win. And I said, you know what? As crazy as everything's been with putting this movie together, I said, I bet you Flacco ends up being the MVP, too.
Oh, good call, my friend. Good call. The call.
I wish I had been smart enough to come back to Vegas and put
A lot of karma going on with the Unitas Flacco family. Hey, we talked about this back a couple months ago. Obviously, time has passed. What's the latest in regards to the production of the movie? I know you're still trying to put the fundraising together to get this production started. What's the latest?
Yeah, we are. You know, we're still in that process. We're in discussions right now with you know, some big, you know, sports people in the Baltimore area. You know, I'm trying to raise at least $4 million out of Baltimore. So, there's, you know, like I said, there's some discussions with some, you know, big names from Baltimore. But then also what we've done, and I'd love the people of Baltimore to try and help us out if they can, is we've put together a challenge kind of for all the NFL fans across the country where they can go to our website and, you know, sign up to be a team member.
Right, right.
And on there, they can make a donation in the name of their favorite team. So we're going to keep track. We're going to see which city and which fans step up the most to contribute. And there's different levels on here, you know, based on if they contribute different amounts. There's an opportunity for people even, you know, to get an invite to be an extra in the film.
Oh, fantastic.
So they can go to the website, unitedwestand.com, on the homepage. You know, it says join the team. They can click right there, and it'll give them all the information. So, you know, hopefully the people of Baltimore will, you know, want to step up and help us out. And just so everybody knows, as far as all the money that's donated, it will go into the production of the film. But what we're doing as producers is all the money that's made off of that investment, we are then going to donate to a couple of charitable partners that we have. In place, it will not go into the pockets of myself and my production team. We're going to give all that money back.
And your dad would certainly see eye to eye on that. Hey, you wrote the script for this movie. Is it mostly about how he got into the NFL, the struggle to get there, or most of his time in Baltimore? What take us through the plot, so to speak.
Well, the movie really starts at. Right after 1958 game is the very first scene in the locker room. Weave Eubank gave the team a speech telling them how they were all a bunch of nobodies, second choices. You know, you got cut by this team. You were a free agent. And he says, you know, heck, Unitas, we got you for a 35-cent phone call. And then it goes back to when my dad's 5 years old in Pittsburgh. And then follows his life and the different things that he went through as a young man and into, you know, in the high school and then college, constantly having to overcome, you know, rejection because his goal very early on was to become a professional quarterback and play pro ball. So it's a story of, like I said, everything that he had to overcome as a young man and ultimately reach that goal that he set out for himself.
We're talking with Joe Unitas, the son of John Unitas, of course, who is in the process of putting a movie together about his dad called Unitas We Stand. He just told us that Joe Flacco will play a couple of the football scenes. We'll play John in a couple of the football scenes from the 58 game. As you started this process of writing it and as you got knee-deep into the writing, did you find anything out about your father that you did not know?
I knew that he was tough, but there were a lot of things that he went through as a younger child that I wasn't aware of. For one thing, he shot himself in the finger.
What?
When he was really young, almost shot his finger off.
Wow, no kidding. And his throwing hand, that would have been terrible.
Yeah. So they, you know, he's here. He comes walking out of the house down the street, holding up this bloody hand, and his sister's freaking out, running down the street, trying to tell the neighbors. And apparently, he's just walking down the street. He goes, "What? It's just some blood." So, you know, he was
incredible.
Son of a gun from a very early age.
Now, Joe, you mentioned the local investors you'd like to get. I know you shared with us this a couple months ago. Share it with our audience again today about some of the other you've got some other investors in place, and this production is not just getting started. You have done a lot of legwork, and this is well into the process, right?
Yeah, we've put in a lot of work. You know, from really the way it works in the movie business is once you can get your funding or even a portion of it. That's why I said I'm trying to get $4 million out of Baltimore. Our production budget is $12.8 million.
I got you. Okay.
But there's film companies out there that if you can get a percentage, then they'll come in and either match or put up the rest for you. So I've got a couple groups that are interested in coming on board, and they told me, hey, if you can get at least, 20-25%, which is that $4 million mark, then we're good for the rest.
Now we talked about Joe doing some of the football scenes, playing your dad in some of the football scenes, Joe Flacco.
Right.
You shared with us back during the Super Bowl who you would like to have play your father in the guts of the movie. Any late word now on that as to who would play your dad in as the starring role?
We have not cast that role yet. One young man that we've been talking with his representatives. His name is Nicholas Holt.
Right from England.
Yeah. Yep. But Nicholas is actually he just finished doing the new Mad Max remake, and he's done a couple X-Men pictures, so he's an up and coming actor. So we'll see. In this business, when you go to actors and directors, their representatives, the first question is always, are you funded yet?
Exactly.
And then when you go to the investors, they ask you, who's attached?
Yeah, who's the star? Right, so it all comes hand in hand.
Near the egg.
Oh, I hear you. Joe, one more thing before I know you got a couple of lacrosse games out in Vegas, but back to Joe Flacco. Did when you talked to Joe and his dad, did they see, obviously his dad, grew up, in that area, in this part of the country, probably as a contemporary of your father. They have to be pretty excited about this. Joe Flacco and Burt Jones right now, and your dad, three greatest quarterbacks in Baltimore football history. Did you sense that Joe's really pumped about this?
Yeah, he's, first of all, very honored just to be asked. It just made perfect sense. I'm very, very happy. That it worked out and he agreed to do it. As everybody in Baltimore knows, Joe's not one to do a lot of publicity and be
right,
things. So the fact that he even considered doing this in his during the off season, was awesome. So we're glad to have him. His dad, like you said, grew up during that era, kind of watching my dad play. So he might have, Mr. Flacco might have even been more excited than Joe.
I'm sure.
The opportunity. And his agent, Joe Linta, he was pumped too.
Well, he coaches football. He did up in Yale, I know, so he's got to be real aware of what this is all about.
Yeah, he keeps telling me, hey, if you need a fat old football coach, I'm your guy.
All right, Joe.
We're gonna find a spot to put them in. Last thing, just so everybody knows out there, we are under a time crunch. That's
okay.
The biggest thing we're working against, because we have to get. We want to start shooting on July 15th.
Wow, no kidding.
We have to get Flacco his scene shot before he starts, training camp. So we're under the gun here.
Okay.
So if Baltimore can help out, then it would be awesome. And I'd love to shoot the entire film in Baltimore.
Yep.
So, but let's see if we can get my hometown and everybody to step up and help us get this thing made, and we'll make sure that Baltimore is represented all through that movie.